So we begin again ordinary time in our first readings on Monday, are really the beginning of the story again in the New Testament. In Hebrews, the letter to the Hebrews, brothers and sisters, in times past, God spoke in partial and various ways to our ancestors through the prophets. Which is pretty neat in my mind and hopefully yours, that the whole data of the scriptures for many, many, many hundreds of years before Jesus even came to the planet. And again, we come 2,000 years after the birth of Jesus and his proclamation. And in the letter of Hebrews, again, that's a great start for ordinary time, kind of the day-to-day operations of our lives, and how he called his son to this planet. In these last days, he spoke to us through the son. And then in the gospel, the first day of the ordinary time, we just heard it from yesterday, of the baptism of Jesus. And after John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Finally, in the gospel according to Mark, first day again at ordinary time, what is the first thing that Jesus does after he's baptized, after he's tempted from the evil one, is to call his team, call his family, and very quickly finding the 12 to begin our church. So we too are called again in the beginning of ordinary time to be refurbished and to come again, to know of our mission from him, to be members of his family, as disciples, as apostles, to follow his mission in his time and in our times today.